Hello, my name is Michael Nillmeyer. I'm from a small town in Northern California called Bonnie Doon, California. That's where I was born and raised. I wouldn't say it was an Amish community. Most people say it is. It's actually not. But we're definitely not too enthusiastic about technology where I'm from. I was homeschooled until about the age of 18, so I didn't get another perspective on life until I came to college. I do miss home, but I'm also glad to be here. The nice thing about San Diego is the social atmosphere and beach culture. Back home, the ocean is 7 hours away by automobile, and our little town has a population of about 140 residents. My closest neighbor back home lives about a half mile away. My major, well, originally I was a religious studies major, but college has really opened my eyes to more things than just religion, though. Back home we are taught that religion is very important, and it's actually the majority of our education, but here so many people have different interests. After 3 semesters here, I changed to an English major because of my interest in literature. Why am I taking physics? Well, as an English major, I usually don't spend much time in science or math buildings, but I guess you could say that I was just curious about physics, yeah. Some of my friends took physics, and they say that it's really a neat way to see the world in a different light. You know, I was raised believing that science wasn't very necessary, but now that I'm around people, you know, new people who have taken science, I can see how it's very beneficial. Physics seems to offer a new way of observing the natural world. And I'd say it's important to me because the study of physics explains how the natural universe works. It explains the nature of how physical things work. There's no subjective opinion about facts because the laws of physics have been proven again and again over time. Physics is a study that can result in certainty. Theories can be proven and hypotheses can be tested. Well, there's a concrete answer for just about every question. Compared to other studies like, say, philosophy or ethics, that may not have one concrete, correct solution to a problem, you know, physics can provide sufficient scientific data. But as far as its importance to my future, I can't say that physics is necessarily useful for my future because I want to be a writer, but it is useful in understanding everyday life on a scientific level. You know, writers don't really use physics or science that much, except for maybe sci-fi writers talking about space and adventures out in the universe and whatnot. I don't know if I'm going to go into that field. It's not really. I like writing about nature, but, you know, I guess it's a possibility. I have lots of other novels that I'm working on right now. I don't think I have time for space and sci-fi. But as far as my intellect, I think that physics is great because of my, you know, my orthodox religious background. I never considered physics to be insightful. Though this is only an introduction course to conceptual physics, but I can see how physics has been so crucial to the development of humankind. Even at this stage of my physics education, I can see and predict how natural motions and forces work on a simple level, you know, like a model. I would say that this class has already opened my mind so much. And although it isn't easy, I will say that as far as, you know, finding answers to problems, you know, it's definitely difficult, but, you know, luckily Tony doesn't focus totally on finding the right answer. His method is based on the process of finding, you know, the process of finding the answer is more important than the actual answer itself. Showing our thought process and reasoning is way more important than just finding the answer. I think Tony has us do this method to, you know, slow us down in our cognitive process of finding answers. This is a very effective way to approach a problem. but as far as me liking college, well, it's been the most beneficial time in my life, I can say. I feel that I'm truly finding out who I really am as an individual. I do like college, you know. I do disapprove of the drinking and drugs and premarital sex, but I think that all that is just such a small part of college. You know, I do like the academic atmosphere and the social environment. What I expect from college? Well, wow, as far, I know I really want a basic understanding of a variety of academic disciplines, but most of all, I want to write. You know, I enjoy my writing classes most of all, but I also like taking extra classes like this one, most of all just to learn, meet nice people, and have fun.